It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll learn about a new education bill Republican state lawmakers are supporting.
But first, this Saturday is National Adoption Day, an annual nationwide effort to raise awareness of more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to find permanent families.
We often see celebrities grabbing headlines for adopting children from foreign countries, but what about adoption right here in our state? Joining us now to talk about adoption in Wisconsin is Oriana Carey. She's Executive Vice President of the Coalition for Children, Youth, and Families. Oriana, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Let's start with a really basic question. If somebody has the notion, we should adopt kids, that's overwhelming. Where does somebody start?
A good place to start in our state is with our agency. Our agency is funded by the Department of Children and Families to give information to Wisconsin residents on everything related to adoption in foster care in our state. And I say that because the type of adoption, what's happening in your family, all those pieces, we have website, email, people who can answer those phone calls and talk to you about all that.
What kind of questions, when people make that first contact, what kind of questions do they need to start with? What kind of things do they need to consider about whether to adopt and then what path to choose?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. What do I want? What is in my family type, my tolerance for certain things? All of adoption requires a great deal of patience. The process to get through the process is patience. Someone's going to come into your home. Someone's going to study your family, your background, ask you some intrusive questions. Are you open to that? Are you accessible to that? And that's why I say we can talk you through a lot of those pieces.
I'm an adoptive parent myself, and I joked that the process replaced pregnancy with paperwork.
Yes. Often many people will say that. In addition, there's training and classes that families have to go through and waiting. I would say when people call us, even after they've begun the process, I think that frustrating piece is waiting.
Mm-hmm. How big a need is there for, I'll open it up here, adoptive parents in the state and foster parents here in Wisconsin?
Well, we have a great need for foster parents in the state of Wisconsin. And when people call us and they call us about adoption for foster care, they often hear us say that first. And that is because in foster care and when someone's not safe in their home, the first goal of foster care is to return children to their families. And when that's not possible, we do look for an adoptive resource for them. And so we talk people through that process of tolerance and your family type and what happens. Most children in Wisconsin are reunified with their families. And so we want to make sure people understand that going into the process.
And that could be a birth parent or another family, a biological family member, right?
Absolutely.
So it can sound daunting to become a foster parent, first of all. What kind of help, if somebody signs up to do this, would they get? And does it vary from, you know, if you're taking in infants versus teenagers?
Well, in Wisconsin, in foster care, our counties license foster parents, as well as some private agencies within a treatment foster care sort of arrangement. The counties do provide, everyone is required to have training and to go through the training process. Every child that's in foster care has a child welfare worker assigned to them. That worker helps the family in finding services, making sure that the needs of the child and the family are being met, and they work through that process and build a plan. And as you said, it's going to depend. Teenagers have some different needs than infants have some different needs and those sorts of things.
Now, turning to the adoptive side of things again, as I understand it and recall, when you adopt here in Wisconsin, you are actually a foster parent for a period of time first.
Yes. You have to be a foster parent first.
Mm-hmm. So talk us through the different paths to adoption here in the state and what people go through.
Well, as we talked about first, you know, there is adoption through foster care. And many families that choose to foster, if, again, that plan is not reunification, they do become the adoptive resource for that child. That is one route. There is also the route of adopting an infant privately through with an agency or working through attorneys. And there is also the process of adopting children internationally. The same thing. We would encourage people to call. We have that same information about the various private adoption agencies in the state of Wisconsin. We will not recommend any one agency. What we do is we try to help people be good consumers, ask good questions, talk to the agencies about what they're looking for.
And do different agencies provide better fits for different people based on their needs?
I think people have to ask those questions. I think they really have to talk through and interview the agencies that they're prospectively going to work through.
Now, people, sometimes we hear complaints about the difficulty or the long time, the paperwork that you mentioned. How do you respond to that? Why do we need a complicated, long process here?
I would say we have to first look at what we're talking about here. We're talking about children. And when we're talking about children, anything related to children, I believe when people take a step back from the frustration, they can think, yep, we want kids protected. We want kids in a good, safe place. We want that to be a forever home. And so that takes a little bit longer than people may like.
I want to look at the other side of the adoption scenario here and at the birth parent and birth parents. Mm-hmm. What kind of things do they consider and what kind of points of contact are there for them if they're thinking maybe the best thing we can do is put a child up for adoption?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. We're actually the agency that's available for birth parents considering that plan as well. So the same sort of thing, we talk with them about the same process. We won't recommend an agency. Here are the agencies that work with birth families. You deserve to work with somebody who's going to give you some counseling about the process and talk to you through the process. And we give them lots of recommendations and we tell them to keep talking to people until they feel comfortable.
Yeah, this is an emotionally difficult process, I imagine, for the birth parents. How do they stay in contact with the help they need? What do they need to work through?
Again, all the licensed agencies in this state provide what is called birth parent counseling, and they talk them through the process. Also in Wisconsin, most of our agencies, whether we don't have a full-fledged open adoption law, they work really well with birth parents and prospective adoptive parents together, and they talk about what that contact is going to look like post-adoption. And so we've come a long way in that process.
Yeah, how have attitudes toward adoption and policies toward adoption changed in Wisconsin to help people on all sides, the birth parents, the adoptive parents, and the children?
Well, I would say we're continually working on that. You know, we're still working on it. One of the things in particular I would say is it's not been many years in Wisconsin that there was required training. That was one of the things that was a major thing not so many years ago. It's really important because there's some different nuances that happen within that adoptive child's life. Also, this last year, Wisconsin is one of the only states that makes it illegal to advertise children between when things aren't going well. And we are in the process right now. There is a legislative study committee that's looking at tightening up some things, headed by Representative Joel Clayfish, looking at tightening up some more things to make sure that children are in homes for the long haul, that families are supported, and that this truly does become a forever family process.
And are there provisions for legal advocacy and protection for everyone, birth parents, the child, and adoptive parents?
In our state, yes.
And
is
that unusual?
Every state, no, I wouldn't say, you know, there are federal and state laws over all of this. It's how people do that is a little bit different. But what I would, when you ask me about changes, I think one of the big changes that you're seeing happen is trying to take the adversarial process out of these children's issues and have people work collaboratively to the best interests of kids.
And again, can you leave us with some resources and starting points for people at any stage in this process?
As I said, I think the best place to start is contacting our agency. One of our websites, the easiest one to remember, is wiadopt.org. There's information. Also, the other easy one is wiadoptioninfocenter.org. So Wisconsin Information Center, Adoption Information Center. Our phone number is 1-800-762-8063. And either one of those websites that I just mentioned, if somebody just puts info@wiadopt.org, you send that email out and one of our staff will respond to your email and get you the information you're looking for.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Oriana Carey. She's Executive Vice President of the Coalition for Children, Youth, and Families.